Praise the Lord. Right, somebody make it right. Good morning. Delighted to see all of you full of hot dogs and hamburger and cake at Christmas time, etc., etc., etc. And God has brought us back again to his house to worship him in spirit and in truth. It's good to be home. You been somewhere? Mm-hmm. Home. That's somewhere, isn't it? Just a little talk with Jesus makes it right. We thank God for all of his bountiful blessings. And whatever he did, whether I received the gift under the tree or a gift put under the door, I'm just glad to be a child of God. Saying my prayers unto him and he hearing them. And now God has brought us together again. Church. I have a whole lot of concerns. Some good, some better. But we travel here, there, and yon in this city, other cities. So many unsaved people. And then again, so many unsaved people who don't know that they are unsaved because they're going to churches that's not recorded in the Holy Book called the Word of God, the Bible. He has blessed us. Let us understand, let us realize what a blessing that God has showered upon us through others to give us his good news as it's recorded in his Bible. One Lord, one faith. One Lord, one faith. He doesn't have a faith here and a faith there and here faith, there faith, everywhere. No. One faith. One faith. Hear it, believe it, receive it, and obey. One faith. We know more than one person. We know more than one person. God saved us. Let us endeavor to share his good news with others. Now, we can't force anyone. We don't make anyone obey the gospel. But let us pray and ask God for opportunities to share his gospel. Live his gospel first. Share his gospel as we go forth in this new year. He has blessed us for reasons. For reasons. And primarily, to live the life. Secondarily, to share it with others as opportunity presents itself. We sing the song, Hold to God's Unchanging Hand. And the last time he was meet with his apostles is in the book of Acts, chapter 1. And they were to go preach the gospel. Let us not try to force the gospel on anyone, but ask God to help us to be alert to opportunities to share his word as it's written in his Bible. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. Now, prayerfully, that was a short sermon. And I hope you heard it, believed it, received it, and will obey it. Let us share what God has blessed us with. Satan didn't know when to stop. He should have stopped with the Lord's church. But he didn't stop there. And he has a plurality of churches.
Church of your choice.
Not the church of God's choice, church of your choice. And you'll be saved. Just pay your dues. We thank God for all of his bountiful blessings. We heard it. And a lot of people that we know, who have heard the word of God and still believe that there's another church other than the church of Christ. And you can be saved in that church. Anybody home? Now, I had someone to check some of my sermons to see if I preached them before. And by the time I got here, I forgot what they told me. So open your ears, listen up, and if you hear, you say, I heard that one before. The Bible don't change. You read that scripture before? Yeah. You fight on. Keep your hands where? In God's hand. And you fight on. Now, I was informed this morning because I asked one of the house members at where I live regarding some sermons. I said, did I preach this before? And I did get some information. And I don't quite remember what the information was. So if you heard this before, just act like you heard it the first time. A defining moment. The book is Luke, the chapter is 22. And the verses are 39 through 44. And then continue reading in the book of Luke, chapter 23. Not 22 again, but 23. And read verses 33 and 34. Gethsemane was a defining moment for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He had many encountering circumstances, challenging circumstances. But Golgotha were two very supremely defining moments in the early life of Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God. Only begotten Son of God. In Gethsemane, it began to weigh heavily upon why he had come to planet Earth and how close the time was for him to execute the task that would be faithful, would be sufficient for all of humanity, if they would hear it, believe it, receive it, and obey it, on into eternity. If they would hear it, believe it, receive it, and obey it, they would hear on the judgment day. And we read about in Revelation chapter 20. Be faithful unto God. Rising again. Hearing God say, well done, a good and faithful servant. That's what we're all looking for. Yes, sir. Looking forward to the time when we will hear the Father say, or the Son, well done, good and faithful servant. Remember that now. Remember that as a child of God on planet Earth. We are here, blessed by God to have heard the word, received it, and obeyed it. Let us continue to be faithful. Because the time is going to come when we're going to be called off of this planet called Earth and rise again and hear the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us know that he have our record I have every human being's record. Revelation 20 is an interesting chapter, because it talks about the resurrection. We want to hear God say, what? Well done, good and faithful servant. In Gethsemane, as I said heretofore, it began to weigh heavily upon Jesus as to why he had been sent down to glory, to the earth by his Father. He was about to pay the penalty of sins of all humanity. Jesus had never, ever, of all the things that he had experienced, he had never, ever died. Not only died, but died for human beings. He had never sinned. This would be a new experience for our Lord and Savior. He was born into the world to die for humanity's sin. His moment of truth had come. The question comes, Jesus, are you going to go through with it? You've never sinned. Are you going to go through with why your Father really sent you to planet Earth? A defining moment. The matchless Lamb of God. God's only begotten Son. He was our Savior. He is our Savior. Humiliating? Yes. Painful? Yes. Since sin is humiliating and painful to heaven, it ought to be. Hello?
Yes,
sir. Mm-hmm. Never in eternity had Jesus faced what he was about to face. To give his life for you and for me. His defining moment had arrived. It would also be a defining moment for us based upon what he did in his defining moment. Yea or nay. Jesus makes his way into the Garden of Gethsemane. There he separates himself a few steps from his apostles. Doomed to an eternal hell. He has made the journey from their meeting place to the Garden of Gethsemane, where he talked earnestly with his Father. And that's a good example for us, church. When you're going through a trial of your soul, it's a good time to have a little talk with our Heavenly Father. Jesus was sweating profusely. When you read in your Bible Luke 22 and 23, Luke chapter 22, verses 39 through 44, and he came out and went as he was the custom or wont to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples also followed him. And when he was at the place, he said unto them, pray, talk to my Father, so that you don't enter into any kind of temptation. Remain steadfast. And then he would walk a little distance from them and kneel down and say a prayer to his Heavenly Father. Father, if thou be willing, Remove this cup from me. Not my will, but thine be done. That's good for us. That's a good example for us as we pray here on earth. Things that are uncomfortable to be done, and you talk to the Father about removing it. Let the Father know that you've done all that you can. If it be your will, remove this cup from me. God's only begotten Son has made his decision, and he's following. He's following the information, and he's following the reason that his Father sent him down to dwell among human beings. We find him being led away to be crucified. Read in your Bibles, Luke chapter 23, verses 26 through 29. Interesting reading. Verse 27 says, "And there followed him a great company of people and of women, which also bewailed him when he was on his way to the death cell." On an earlier event. "Daughters of Jerusalem, weep not for me, but weep for yourselves, for your children. For behold, the days are coming in the which they shall say, blessed be those who are barren, who have no children." In Luke chapter 23 and verse 33 and 34. "And when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, where they crucified our Lord and Savior Jesus, and the malefactors, two others, genuine crooks, were crucified the same time. But when the caretakers set up the crosses where they nailed them to the cross, they put Jesus' cross in the middle as though he's the biggest crook, sinner. Our Lord and Jesus, he died for you and for me, that we might have a hope of eternal salvation." Do we really understand what it costs for us to have the privilege, the opportunity, to spend an eternity, never to die again, with God, providing we obey his Son on planet Earth? His Son obeyed him on planet Earth, died, rose 3 days later, sent an angel from heaven to remove the stone where he was placed. He rose again. Amen. Rose again. Brothers and sisters, we are closer to that time than we've ever been before. Yes, it's happy time. Yes, it's Christmas time. Yes, it's another year. And that means that it's a little bit closer. A little bit closer each day to our time. Let us, servants of God, children of God, be obedient to our Heavenly Father.
Jesus even encouraged those who were saved, who were weeping at his crucifixion. Daughters of Jerusalem, weep not for me, but for yourselves, for your children. For behold, the days are coming into which they shall say, blessed are the barren. Blessed are the barren and the wombs. And the wombs that never bear. And the paps that never gave suck. Nursing of a child. Luke 23:33. And when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, there these sinners crucified Jesus. One on the right side and one on the left side of the two other crooks that were being crucified. Jesus in the middle. Jesus' last cry before his death. He cried aloud to his Father. And it's amazing, he's praying for them. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Father, forgive them. Let us be mindful of that statement. And let it be an encouragement to us to live a holy, godly life, honoring he who took our place, died like a common criminal, that we might live. There's some more here. But this was a defining moment for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and a defining moment for us that he did not quit. He trusted the Father. We are Christians. Born of the water. Sons and daughters of God. Let us be mindful of our Savior's pattern, and let us be mindful of our brother's pattern. We kinfolk. In this world, sin-sick world, Jesus glorified his Father by making the right decision. As God let us live on planet Earth, let us continue to know his will, to study his word, that we might know his will, to fellowship one with another, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. Be encouragers one of another. And prayerfully, others will be motivated to do the right thing. Obey the gospel. Live the life. So that one day we will hear him say two words. You know what they are? Well done. Well done! A good and faithful servant. We can do it. God knows that we can do it. Otherwise, he wouldn't have let his son die. We can live the life. Challenging. God is right there to help us. In every way. God sent his son 3 days later to raise him up from the grave. And then when we read Acts chapter 1, Isn't it interesting? We read Acts chapter 1. And those apostles are awed after Jesus talks with them. They are awed at watching him leave the earth. No ship. Nothing buckled up to him. He just starts floating above the earth and didn't stop till he got to glory land with his Father. Where are we headed? Where are we headed? Where are you headed? Are you headed? Graved! That's where the body glows. God calls us out of the body. To go and live with him forever. It was a defining moment for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Not only did he make the right decision, he made the right decision at the right time. He prayed to his Heavenly Father. He trusted his Heavenly Father. That's who we trust. Let us live like we trust him. Be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Why? For we know, not guess, we know that our labor is not in vain. And praise number three, I'm not going to give it to you right now. God is giving us privilege, opportunity to manifest to one another and to the world what it means and what it's like to live honoring our Lord and Savior, Jesus. He didn't just talk about his love for us. He left his Father. He left his Father in heaven for 33 years to manifest the fact that he loves us. Can we fail to do what we can do to manifest our love, that we care for what he did, what his Father did for us? If we were no count, God never would have sent his Son. If we were of no account, we would never have been created by God. Know that. Know that you're somebody special in heaven, even before you become a member of the Church of Christ, because God wants you to become a member of the Church of Christ. Because you're worth something. You're somebody special to God. No matter who might ignore you, you're somebody special. Not because you have a degree, but because you walk with the Lord. And as a result of your walk with the Lord, you're helping somebody else. And even a brother or sister, encouraging another brother or sister to do the same thing. Let us realize. Let us realize what we have. Many countless thousands are going to some church other than the Church of the Bible, thinking that they are pleasing God. And I'm on my way to glory. Thank God for God. Thank God Almighty. He blessed us to hear his biblical truth. To believe his biblical truth. And to obey his biblical truth. Don't stop obeying because when you come up out of the water. Oh yes, you've obeyed that. Don't quit. That's why he saved you. So you can continue. to do his will. That's his will for you to be baptized. For the remission of all of your sins. Keep marching doggedly on in the pathway of duty. Whatever you are, wherever you are. If you're not a Christian, and you ain't a Christian, pardon my colloquialism, if you're not a member of the Church of Christ. You see, because when you become a member, you hear the gospel, believe it, receive it, and obey it, and you're baptized in water for the remission, for the forgiveness of all of your past sins, God adds you to his family. You become his son or daughter. Isn't that good news? So no matter what anybody else says, you're somebody special to God in glory land. The choice is yours. As we together stand and sing the song that's been selected.
Come to Jesus, come to Jesus, come to Jesus, just now, come to Jesus, come to Jesus. Just now.
Let me say this. If you have not been a faithful servant, you have been baptized, added to the Church of Christ, but you have not been faithful, committed, dedicated to being a child of God, make it right with God. Make it right with heaven. To be in the church and live like you out of the church, that's still hell-bound. God has manifested his love for us. He sent his son. He has manifested his love for us. He has a place waiting for us to live with him forever. Come on home. Come on home. Take no choice. Take no chances. Come on home and be a useful servant on planet Earth. In his house, as we together sing the song.
Come to Jesus, come to Jesus,
come to Jesus. When?
Just now. Come to Jesus, come to Jesus. Just now, he can save you.
Oh, yes, he will.
He
oh,